Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I should add, it's also my mission and my calling. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your saving grace and your forgiveness. We're having a struggle, but you know, we're always having a struggle down here because we live in a broken world, Father. And we tend to chase our own ways rather than yours. We just ask that you will watch over us. We ask for your protection over the people. In particular, I'm asking for our nation, but there's those around the world that need you. Not just because of a pandemic, but because of life. It's just tough sometimes. There are struggles and trials that we walk and we don't even know and understand that others are going through. We ask for your hedge of protection around those who are leading this country, in particular President Trump and Vice President Pence. Give them the great gift of discernment that they can sift through the data and the science that they're given and use common sense and wisdom to lead your people. People are hurting right now, Father, and I just ask for your comfort and your strength and your wisdom in each one of their lives, each one of our lives. And I ask that you will bless today's show, and as always, bless Melody as she takes care of others around her as well and in her business, Father. She has been a good friend even though we've not met, and I just appreciate her so much. We came up with this prayer because you have ordered me, you know, and I am being obedient, Father, to pray it each morning. To bring your people to prayer before we start discussing the day and discussing the hours and discussing the problems. For we know nothing shocks you off your throne. And we ask again for such a time as this that you will guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I came across an article, and it made me stop and think. Are we ruled? I'm going to add the word over. Are we ruled over, or are we governed? You know me. I have to look it up in the dictionary. Rule, control of or dominion over an area or a people. Exercise ultimate power of authority over an area or its people. To govern, it said, conduct policy and actions and affairs of the state or organization or people. You don't rule over them, you just govern. I made a statement recently that I believe we are under tyranny and it's disguised as democracy because they keep telling us we're in a democracy, save the democracy. Well, I'm not a proponent of democracy because we were established to be a republic and a democracy is mob rule, whereas a republic with a constitution is about the people of the nation. They're the ones supposedly in charge. They have a constitution and their rights cannot be taken away by those they have elected. They have a responsibility, the elected, to guard those rights and the liberties of all, and especially of the minority. Protecting private property and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Has a pandemic changed all of this? No. But we are for sure seeing the dictators and they're anxious to rule and ignore the rights of the people, not protecting them at all. We've listened to the science and we've looked at their charts and their graphs until we've just yawned. And we've seen how their calculations have been off almost every time. Many have died. We probably all know someone who was taken because of COVID. But we also know someone lost to cancer or a car accident or another ailment or even a drug addiction or starvation. I personally don't know anyone of starvation yet. I read an article this morning which claimed the worldwide lockdown may be the greatest mistake in history, and I believe it could possibly be correct. Americans are okay with 15 days of shutdown, but now we're on 51 days. No, now America is rebelling, and justly so. Some governors want their state to remain shut down until mid-June or even July. They're crazy with their power, aren't they? Oh, but the special people who believe themselves essential, they're getting their haircuts, they're having work done, while your aunt and uncle or your father or whoever waits for their elective surgery to have a knee replacement. Oh, they'll slap us down for being so selfish when we are just slightly inconvenienced in their eyes. It's not about the haircut. It's about the hairdresser feeding her family. America was ready. If you ever could be prepared, America wasn't ready. If you could ever be prepared for a pandemic or a crisis, hopefully we the people are waking up and we can see that what the elites really think of you. You're only there on their radar when it's an election year, not during a pandemic, which is their crisis dream come true to take down Trump and punish you. You know, we have Melody Cedarstrom today with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's been talking about our economy and how vulnerable it is. I guess we're on the brink of things, and we've talked about something like this happening, and here it is upon us. And I know I said that the last time you were on, Melody, but I hope you're doing well and staying safe, I guess, wearing your mask and doing all the things they tell you to do. How are you doing, Melody?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about you?
I don't wear my mask. I've been a little rebel. I wore it once to the grocery store, and I took it off in the middle of the shopping because it kept steaming up my glasses when I breathed, so I took it off. I couldn't read my list. I stayed with my six-foot swath, and then I realized I was going the wrong direction. They had arrows on the floor, and I hadn't seen the arrows, and so I had to straighten my little self up and go the right direction. Other than that, I'm doing fine. You know, I could have done that, couldn't I? But then if I'd have broke something, I'd have had to wait for surgery. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. And I guess you saw, and that's what I was referring to, was the hairdresser in Texas that they fined her $7,000. She doesn't have a job right now. But they fined her $7,000 and I think 7 days in jail because she wouldn't apologize for being selfish and opening her business.
Yeah, I know. The world is totally insane, and, you know, I think the message is this is only dividing us even more. This is not bringing anybody together. There's more division, and we've talked often about, you divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really come to any conclusions, and oh my gosh, I've gotten into discussions, and so I'm just kind of keeping, it's hard to do on the radio show though when you're supposed to talk. So I always stay with what I know. And I'm going with what you said in your opening is having the world shut down for so long, it won't be the same.
It won't be the same. We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that. We're going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Melody, with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, her number there is 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. Or you can call her right here at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I did a comparison earlier this week, Melody, about the shutdown. You know, every December and sometimes mid-year, we go on this rampage, or Congress does. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have to shut down. We, you know, they're not going to get this wonderful omnibus bill passed, you know, to save the day. And we had a time when we were shut down here a year or so ago, and nothing happened. When we shut Congress down, the government down, nothing happened. But when you shut the people down, we see chaos. We see things that happen that are likely to happen, that could happen, like starvation, jobs are gone, businesses have closed, disaster when the people are shut down. When the government shut down, I didn't notice anything, did you? Not really.
No, well, you know, they love the words essential and non-essential.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, I think everyone is essential. And but that's how they shut down the government, and that's how they did us too. And I mean, my heart goes out to those who I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine what it'd be like owning a small business, not having any income come in for 6 weeks, and seeing your bills stacking up, not knowing how you're going to pay them, because most of those people aren't going to qualify for any government money. We know that nothing trickles down to those who really need it. So I can't imagine being in their position. and they have to be ready to, you know, just open up. And it's, I get that this, you know, we do need to open up. We do need to get back to work. I agree with that 120%. But just what surprises me, though, Beth, is the lack of empathy. There's been so much division that has been created. And it's almost like if you don't, you can have a difference of opinion, but your difference of it, but it has to still match mine type of, and there's just so much hatred.
There is, and I want to talk about that in just a minute. We have a caller, though, that wants to talk about the shutdown, and that's Ed from Missouri. Ed, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts. I agree with what you said. I think that it's time for the people to recognize that we have too long been led by the nose and are sheep. And we need to learn the word no, collectively. Mm. No. I believe in the 60s it's called civil disobedience, and sometimes it didn't stay civil for long. But these businesses, when you have one hairdresser who is brave enough to go out and try to earn a living and finds herself in jail because of it, more businesses need to open up. So when one person does it, they just become an unfortunate victim. But when hundreds of them open up, then the government is left powerless. Even the polls proved that against Russia back in the 70s, and they just stayed home. And the Russian oligarchs were left with a choice. Do I escort this person to work with a bayonet, or do I let them go? I hope that the states, I believe there's 18 or 19 of them who have recall procedures, recall and fire their governors to send a message. I live here in Missouri, and I'm amazed to see that there's a mall here that has a Best Buy, a Petco, and a Kohl's. Now, they each have a business. All those businesses are duplicated in the same parking lot by a Walmart. They're closed, and the Walmart is open, selling all the things that these businesses can't sell because they're closed down. What we're going to end up with is Greece. Just look at what's happened in Greece. And we are all going to be broke. If you have money in the bank, you'll be able to take it out $65 at a time. And if you have a safety deposit box, someone will make sure you don't take anything out of it of value. Because we've gained a two-term president's fiscal foolishness in 3 months. About $3 trillion more, closer to the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't over yet.
Well, no, they're going to do more.
People, we need to wake up before it's just too late, because the people who make these decisions are sadly never affected by them. While the rest of us are faced with nothing. And I'm afraid that the only time we're going to collectively wake up is when this fiscal irresponsibility has gone so far that the Social Security check no longer appears in the mailbox, or it's reduced in value by the IMF.
Hmm.
Now, I'd like to share one more thought, if you have time for it.
And
this is about Wuhan and the origin of this mess. And if it can be proven with reasonable assurance that the origin was from a lab one way or another, then the world needs to take this opportunity to knock China back 20 years. Because if this is our only opportunity in a non-military fashion, and if we don't do it now economically, then they will certainly march to world military and economic supremacy right under our very noses.
Consumers can punish them now.
Oh, I believe that it can never come from a government. Because
no,
China
it has to come from the consumers.
Against the government. Absolutely right. It has to come from the people, because China cannot retaliate against each one of us individually. But they can
do it against our nation. And the biggest risk that we as a nation have is who owns this now 20-whatever trillion dollars of debt? Who owns it? I know who they think is going to pay for it. Probably now each one of us are over $100,000 in debt.
But we got a $1,200 stimulus check, Ed.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who lost his father last year, and he got a stimulus check for his father, and it said deceased on the check. This is helicopter money. Actually, it's not helicopter. helicopter implies a lot of money. This is kind of like toy drone money. But
it's crazy.
It's beyond crazy. I don't understand where people are thinking. And one last thing, if I may. I get a lot of my information off of the BBC because I like to get a different perspective of other than the controlled media that they spoon feed us in this country. They point out that in the 1905 time prior to the pandemic of the Spanish flu, that certain towns insisted you wear a mask. And somebody, I think he was a preacher, refused to pay the fine. And somehow he managed to get it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled against him. And they point out that this has been tried before, and it's always been against the individual who thought your liberty and the Constitution were important. It always erred against that. Well, history has proven that the Supreme Court makes egregious errors.
They do.
In the mid-1800s, they ruled that, of course, black people were property. Well, I'd like to think that very few people today think that's true.
No,
so,
I don't believe anybody
that demonstrates that the Supreme Court is not infallible. And with the lens of history, is it proven that they are capable of making bonehead decisions?
I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ed, are you a first-time caller?
You're more than
welcome.
Ma'am. I am.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much. God bless. You know, Melanie, he had a lot to talk about there that we have discussed before. And I want to believe that there will be more people like this young woman in Texas that stands up and says, I'm going to work. We had a restaurant owner in Maine that did that, and they shut him down, took his license away, and closed him down. And now he's fighting, and he encouraged everyone else to do the same thing. And it's scary times, I think. When we come back, Melody, could you give us a gold and silver report? Because I'm not on top of that, and I'd like for you to give us a report on what it's doing and what it's been doing since 2 weeks ago when you were on. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a good friend, and she's a sponsor of this show. She's the reason I'm still here with you. You can give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com. And she's got a newsletter there that's free. All you got to do is sign up for it. DGScoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann are going to be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We do have another caller on the line, but Melody, I want you to give us a little report first on the gold and the silver and what it's been doing in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, we've had a little bit of pressure in gold and silver. I mean, you had a big reversal in the stock market. It's hovering close to 2,400. Not quite, but it's almost there. Whether it goes higher or not, it all remains to be seen. I mean, we really don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing of it is, I mean, we've had financial problems prior to this. This is just adding to it. This will usher in new things. I focus on that because there's a lot that's happening now that there's not a whole lot I can do about it. I believe sheep are sheep. We're not all meant to be lions. And there's a lot of people, you know, we always, you know, talk about the sheeple and so forth, and hopefully they wake up and everything like that, but there's a reason they're sheep. And again, we're not all the same, and
well, it's a way of life. I mean, that's human nature.
It's just human nature. So, I mean, you have this group of people, and it is what it is. And I mean, I get everything that's going on. I get the direction that we're headed in, and it truly is all about money. And you know, Ed made a comment about we're going to be Greece. No, we are Greece. You know, we are financially broke. And, you know, it's just, and you have to hand it to the Fed. I mean, they've created all these programs. I mean, their balance sheets go from, you know, $3 trillion to, you know, $6 trillion in 6 weeks. Or, I mean, it doesn't, I don't think anybody really appreciates where we're actually headed and the numbers that have been created. And that's what they are. They're numbers. They're digits. But it's still, and I do believe, I mean, President Trump said it multiple times. He is going to revalue the bonds. He is going to default on the debt. It's been said, I don't know how many times. And a lot of people are going to lose a lot more than what they've already lost. And, you know, we can all be hopeful. We can all be cheery. We can all be thinking that, you know, we've got politicians. You know, we talk about China. I saw an interview last night of Ted Cruz, and he was out there whining about Hollywood and how the impact China has. And, oh, they're trying to – it's like, well, Ted Cruz, where were you when China was buying up Hollywood? Where were you then?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these
exactly.
guys, I mean, nothing
Well, he
changed.
Was writing – He was writing another bill, you know, to bring more immigrants in here, only legally, you know. We need more because we're not smart enough. We've got to bring the smart ones in here. Yeah, I got a little upset about that, too.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, where are they? I mean, so, it's
where
all
have
about
they been
them,
all this
ladies
time?
And gentlemen. It's all about
yeah.
them. And
oh, yeah.
And I think you stated that with the, you know, in your opening today, or Ed did. And, you know, we do have to live. We can't stop living. And, you know, we still have to be smart. You know, and but that's what I see things happening. People are just doing things to do it, whether they're, and it's just like, well, I don't know. So I focus on the finances. I focus on gold. I know where we're headed. I know we have debt too great to be paid. And, you know, you have pressure on gold, you have pressure on silver, it's great buying opportunities. You know, with the CARES Act, they allowed people to dabble into their retirement accounts. I'd be dabbling all you can and get your money out of there because it's just a matter of time until we know legislation was written through 2008 that Nice. Created programs that would act like an annuity. So, I mean, this is already talked about, discussed, ready to go for whatever situation would occur to be able to, but people have to lose their money first.
Right.
So we got I think we got a hard road to you know.
Oh, we definitely do. And I want to ask a question, but I want to give Tim an opportunity to talk to you first. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Oh, great, guys. How's it going?
It's going
Hi, Tim.
Good.
All right. Essentially what you're talking about right now is my question. If obvious the Federal Reserve is funding all this, nobody's buying our bonds. It's being backed by our own checking accounts and our own money in the bank. How do you see the currency handling, say, over the next couple of years as a result of this? We're starting to see states starting to cut back on Medicaid and Medicare right now. And budgetary shortfalls and such. What are you seeing out? What have you got anything in the crystal ball about? Are we going to start looking more like Weimar Republic in the next couple of years?
All right, let me polish my crystal ball, Tim. Okay. I think we all can look into the future, and I think we can all look to the past to direct us in the future that we're headed. No one knows the timing. So if someone says this is all going to be reset by October of the 31st of 2020, nobody knows. Because we really don't know. I've learned a long time ago they have a lot of power. They can pull things out of a hat. They can create these programs. It's digits. And it's all done for a purpose. We're not here by accident. Maybe part. And I do believe there's a bigger design. They lowered our standard of living. They increased the rest of the world's standard of living. Now the whole point was to crash it all and usher in whatever they want. And that's the point that we're at. So yes, we're going to have to default on the debt. You can call it a default on the debt. You can call it default on our economy. You can call it a reset of whatever. But yes, and we can debate whether it's going to be hyperinflation. We can debate whether it's going to be deflation. I think you're going to see various, I mean, we've been through this only in smaller scales. You know, one person says it's deflation. You know, to me, I think we're already basically in hyperinflation. My gosh, it costs $70,000-$80,000 to buy a truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and our food prices are going to rise. The little things, our food. You know, this is what people. You know what? There's so much out of our control. We really do need to focus on us, and we need to focus on how to protect us, our families, our children, our grandchildren, the future. And you can't do anything. You can't fight anybody until you have yourself prepared. And so that's why I focus on us. That's why I focus on how people can preserve their purchasing power, not for them, but for their children and for their grandchildren. They're going to have a tough time. And I don't know where this ends. I can debate both sides real easy. I know which side I want to be on, but that doesn't mean I can't look at, when I look at the number of people, where they want to be, where their comfort levels are at, the youth, people don't know what freedom, don't know what liberties are anymore. They want someone to tell them what to do. So we got a lot of challenges in front of us, but we can't face those challenges until we're prepared. And that's why I do, yes, I do sell gold and silver. Yes, I do believe in gold and silver. I believe if you can't protect your finances and you don't have a pot, you can't do anything. So I think it is important to protect your base, protect your family, your food. There's a lot of talk about food shortages.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We'll have somebody on that we're going to discuss some of that with. And some of the, Tim, are you there?
The farmers got to stop thinking about exporting right now, leaving it here domestically, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, they should cut off the imports.
Well, that doesn't come from the farmer. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Thank you, Tim, so much for your call. Melody and Beth Ann will be back. I'm going to close the phone lines up so we can kind of take her to the end here. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And the number to call Melody is 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann are going to be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Visit her website. It's simple, dgscoins.com. She does a show every day there. You can go there and listen. It's dgscoins.com. You can give her a call in the office and get started with your insurance of gold and silver. And that's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The question I was going to ask you, Melody, was kind of wrong. Really, I think Tim hit on it. And you had mentioned 2 weeks ago when you were on about the reset that President Donald Trump has talked about that all along. And that's probably the only way for us to get out of this, is to do the reset and default. And that's going to cause a lot of complications, like you pointed out. Is there any other way to rectify this mess that we're in that has been going on for decades, long before President Trump was even thought of? There's no other way, really, is there?
You know, there was always thought that we'd be able to grow ourselves out of the problem, and in past situations where governments have been in such great debt, if they could keep the interest rates low enough, you know, they would be able to gradually grow themselves out of that amount of debt. But we need that debt in order just to keep our economy going. Usually in the past, that debt was created due to wars, due to, you know, various situations. It wasn't a continuing helicopter, so to speak. So I don't think we can do it this time. We have debt too great to be paid. Either it's going to affect, to think anybody's not going to touch Social Security and retirement, you know, Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, come on, does anybody really think that these programs are going to be able to continue without being touched or eliminated to some degree? So where government isn't going to control more of the paychecks that come to you, that people aren't, they're not going to control more of your retirement accounts and payment accounts. You know, there's what, $20+ trillion sitting in retirement accounts. You think they're going to just let that sit there and let the people enjoy retirement? Heck, you can't go outside. How can you enjoy retirement? But anyway. there isn't anything. There isn't any way. They're just going to throw everything that they can in order to keep it going. And it isn't the Democrats. It isn't the Republicans. This is what has been done. And, you know, the bottom line is, again, they will try to keep it going, flowing, and when they're ready to pull the plug, it will be done. I mean, it's just...
But they play games with it. I mean, they act like it's nothing. I mean, Pelosi, some of the stuff she wants to... And not just her. It's all of them. It's not just the Democrat side. It's the Republican side. I always say Congress is the crisis. They are the pandemic. They are the virus. And they've been doing it for, you know... over 100
years. Well, it was always, I mean, history itself. I mean, you're always going to have the bankers, the money changers, you know. I mean, they've always, you know, played their hand into recessions and so forth. But this is our time. Yeah. We're here now. This is our history that's being made. And they've done it again. You know, and you can go back, you know, it was done prior to the Federal Reserve being made, being created. But, you know, that was the biggie. And they have patience. We think that things are going to change, you know, and I do believe we'll wake up one day and, you know, the system will be totally different. I can't change my mind on that. What we're experiencing now is the leading up to that. These are all hints. These are all things that to show people what direction we're heading in. And so I think it's grown too big. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard of any great ideas that can change things around. You know, and I think it's a great thing that tomorrow you're going to be talking about food, but I have a question for you. Do we import or do we import more food or export more? I thought we imported more food.
We do import way too much.
Yeah, so that's why we shut it off.
We're going to be talking about COOL, which is the country of origin labeling. And what we're going to be talking about, and of course, Hy-Vee is now limiting how many packages of meat you can take. Wendy's is not making their burgers right now. And this is because of the so-called pandemic where they had too many sick people and they couldn't get into the processing plants, and the president forced his hand on that and said, you've got to open them up. And of course now they're running, but with very small amount of employees and people and workers. And so they're not producing at full speed. And we're going to have a shortage. But Americans are resilient, and farmers are just awesome people.
Absolutely.
But what happened to the farmers that used to know how to butcher? They used to have a place where they could go butcher their own. And people in town could go say, hey, I'd like to have, you know, I'll go with my neighbors here, and let's all get a quarter beef.
One of my ranchers tell me that they were the local slaughterhouse. They are so backlogged, you can't get in until like October.
Oh, I imagine.
That's reason they're destroying their, you know, the things that they have. So yeah, they can't get, because they can't get to market. They can't get to the.
There's a small window. Yeah.
Certainly a compounding problem that we're facing, but yeah, there's a lot government could do. They're not going to do it, but anyway.
Well. They're trying. I mean, Trump did force them to open, and they're trying to do that, and it'll help some. People being smart will help some. Putting out gardens will help some. Learning how to can and freeze.
It amazes me, though, from day one, we had a shortage of toilet paper. Didn't anybody think we would ever have a shortage of food at that point in time, and that problem should have been addressed at that time? I mean,
they were talking about it.
These people,
Well, the ones that were talking about it were putting it down. There was many of us that were saying this is going to happen. And then you have somebody, and I'm going to pick on him. I picked on him the last couple of weeks, and I like it. I listen to him, blah, blah, blah. But Sean Hannity says, there's no shortage. Everything's on the shelf in my grocery store. And I've made a good conversations with this young man that comes in there every morning and unloads the trucks, and that's not
true. But he's not government, though. He's not the man in charge. He's a talking head.
And that's not characteristic of every grocery store across these 50 states either, you know. And so he didn't know. Just because his grocery store didn't have a shortage, or at least not the things he was pulling off the shelves,
we had things on the shelves.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope he's listening. But anyway, you know, it's just that the American people are resilient. And the farmers, I think, they'll come up with something, because they always do. Derry used to say that all the time, Derry Brownfield. They'll come up with some idea, because that's the way they are. And American people are resilient, but we've got our back up against the wall.
I saw a wonderful article. I think it was a dairy farmer in Pennsylvania, because, you know, we heard the stories about them, you know, opening the drains on the milk and so forth. Well, he started selling his daily milk, and he had lines. Just sold out his milk every day. Sold
the old
to the
dairy
local people. You betcha.
Yeah, the dairy board will get on to him for that, because we have to pay their dues, too. Oh, it's just disgusting. We're out of time. I want to give your number again. Thank you so much, Melody, for what you do with gold and silver. You need to give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Gold and silver is your insurance policy, because things ain't going so well, folks, and we got to work together. We're resilient. Americans are. Get on your knees and let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?